Professor Joseph Massad teaches modern Arab politics and intellectual history at Columbia University. He and other professors at the Middle Eastern and Asian Languages and Cultures Department have been targeted in editorials in the New York Times and other newspapers. The Sun and the Daily News have even called for his firing. An unpublished documentary entitled Columbia Unbecoming has accused the university of condoning anti-Semitism. The film, edited at least six times, was shown privately to Columbia officials, but copies are not available to the public. Monique Dawes from the Columbia University Anti-War Network comes strongly in defense of Professor Massad.
The David Project is not an organization that fights for academic freedom or student rights around the country, but goes from campus to campus, actively aiming to marginalize the pro-Palestinian view on campus and even helped to defund an Islamic study chair at one university.
Under intense pressure, Columbia University's President Bollinger named a committee to investigate the allegations. Again, Monique Dawes.
This investigation found that there was no anti-Semitism systematically at Columbia University, that there's no systematic intimidation of students. But what the report did was that it isolated a few incidences that they claimed were credible. And in particular, it isolated Professor Massad and it scapegoated him. It said, yes, maybe he did go a little bit too far. But what no one will talk about is that Professor Massad has been the target of a systematic attack at Columbia University for the past several years. Simply because he's a fearless defender of the rights of Palestinians. Like many people who grew up in this country, I was led to believe that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict was simply an age-old ethnic rivalry, too complicated to understand, and certainly impossible to resolve. But this class broke through that for me and introduced me to a range of debate that I had never heard before on the issue.
Dr. Massad, in characteristic didactic tone, explains why we need more rather than less Middle Eastern studies.
Let me give you a few examples of what I'm talking about. All respected scholars in the field agree that most or all Palestinians who became refugees in 1948 were expelled by Israel. In contrast, media and popular ideological knowledge in the US still insists that the Palestinians fled on their own and that the Zionists begged them to stay. Scholarly knowledge addresses the question of Israel as a theological state where religious law governs major aspects of Jewish life and that only Orthodox Judaism is allowed to have religious authority over Jewish citizens to the exclusion of Reform and Conservative Judaism. In contrast, media and popular knowledge depict Israel as a secular state.
Nearly 5,000 around the world have signed a petition to Columbia defending Dr. Massad. Tariq Ali, a noted filmmaker, journalist, and author, says he supports academic freedom. He gave a rationale for its essential function.
And the fact that people see nothing wrong with young kids going in with cameras, tormenting professors, where does that come from? Who was taught to go and spy in classrooms and schools and colleges and report back what they heard? What has this tradition to do with the free functioning of democratic life in the United States or anywhere else? So I would urge you strongly not to let this issue be hidden. One has to stand up and defend the rights of people, especially people one doesn't agree with. It's very simple to defend people you agree with. And we have never been amongst those who have said X shouldn't be allowed to speak because we don't agree with his political views. We have said, let X speak and we will debate X. Or we must have the right to answer X. And that's how debates should be conducted. So thank you.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Wynn.